So you had 12 rejections for Harry Potter?
Do you know, I read all sorts of numbers and I don't actually know, but a good few, yes.
And were they wounding? What kept you going?
That's such a good question because, you know, I was not confident then at all. But I wanted it so badly, I wasn't going to give up. And I don't think I've ever felt, before or since, anything like the elation of realizing I was going to be published.
How did you find out?
My agent rang me and he was so low-key about it. One publisher had kept it for 6 months, which obviously gave me a lot of hope. But then they said no. I was devastated. Then my agent phoned me up and said, well, Bloomsbury won it. Very casual, not realizing he's giving me the gift of my life. And there was this long pause, and I just said, so, you're saying I'm going to be published? I was beside myself.
But it was just a question of you believed it in so much.
You know, I can say this now. I was quite diffident about saying it for a long time. But I did have a belief with Harry that the difficult thing would be persuading someone to take it, because it didn't fit. People said children's books had to be half the length, and what an old-fashioned subject a boarding school. I did have this feeling that the difficult thing would be persuading someone to publish it, but that if it was, people would like it.